Vowing to fight what he called the machine in Massachusetts and partisan gridlock in Washington, GOP U.S. Senator Scott Brown formally launched his re-election bid in Worcester last night. As WBUR's Deborah Becker reports, Brown touched on many of the same themes that played centrally in his successful 2010 campaign.
On the two-year anniversary of his upset victory in the special election for the Senate seat long held by the late Democrat Ted Kennedy, Scott Brown told hundreds of supporters at Mechanics Hall in Worcester last night that he's still a political outsider running against a Democratic establishment.
2 years ago, you sent the establishment a very, very powerful message, a message that still resonates today. We won 2 years ago because we respected voters enough to give them a choice. And as I said many times in that special election, it is your choice, and it is still the people's seat.
But in 2010, Brown was a 51-year-old lawyer and little-known state senator from Wrentham who hit the campaign trail in a barn jacket and pickup truck. Now, with a U.S. Senate voting record and top-selling memoir, Brown is considered one of the most popular politicians in the nation. But he says he's maintained his independence and is still an underdog.
I've told the voters that I wouldn't be just another loud, angry partisan because, let me tell you, Washington has too many of those already, trust me. Okay? I promise to be an independent voice for you because Washington has too few of those serving right now. And I don't worry about the party line. I don't get caught up in the petty fights. I always remember why I'm there and who sent me. I am still nobody's senator but yours.
As for specifics, Brown said one of his main unfinished fights is to try to repeal President Obama's health care law. He also specifically mentioned his leading Democratic opponent, Harvard law professor and consumer advocate Elizabeth Warren.
My likely opponent, Professor Warren, is a hardworking, talented, and accomplished academic. She's got the other side. She's got the other side pretty excited. She talks about how she is a, quote, rock thrower. And rather than compromise, she prefers to leave blood and teeth on the floor. Well, you know what? That sure doesn't sound like the kind of compromise and progress this country needs right now. Listen, I'm a bridge builder, not a rock thrower. Let me just tell you right there.
The latest polls show Brown and Warren in a tight race, and both have raised millions of dollars. Some analysts predict this could be one of the most expensive Senate races in U.S. history. Representatives of the Brown and Warren campaigns meet today to discuss the possibility of signing an agreement to try to limit the type of negative third-party ads that have dominated the GOP presidential campaigns. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.